Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. We got myself, Phoenix Starline, along with Accidental Diva, in the building or on the phone tonight. And we're going to do actually part two of what yesterday's show was about, which was the sex toys. We were just discussing a few and giving our take on it and giving some tips. So, tonight we're going to go ahead and just get on into it. And first thing I want to discuss is something that I've actually seen two different views on, the length of the strap. We have some that say that they won't go over maybe 6-7 inches, and we have some that said that they won't take less than 6 or 7 inches. Now, being that I don't have nothing to do. I don't have an opinion on that. As far I just know that I would buy one, possibly like maybe 8 or 9 to use. Some people don't really take to it too well. Now, Diva, I remember the other night when we were discussing this, I believe you said that you don't think that you could deal with one that was really, I guess, maybe outrageously huge.
Yeah, it's not happening. I didn't say I didn't think I could. I said I won't. there's a difference. I won't. Because it just, to me, it just seems ridiculous. Especially with the fact that, hey, I'm with the female. I can go and pick the size, the shape, if it curves to the left, if it curves to the right, if it's purple, green, yellow, who cares? I can pick that. So why would I destroy my liver trying to be festive? That just doesn't make sense.
Nigga, I didn't know that the strap was alcohol-based. Destroying niggas' liver is not a...
No, I meant physically, retard. Physically. You slow today?
You think somebody would damage you that bad?
Have you seen some of the ones that are out?
Yeah, unless you're some kind of trooper and can deal with it. But I understand you don't wanna end up hurting your precious material there.
Exactly. So, it's not like you can go buy a new one.
Yeah, you can't No, you can't. Not yet. Might not be on the market.
I mean, you can get yours adjusted, however. But that's a whole different show.
Nigga, wait.
But
Time out. How the fuck does somebody go and get their pussy adjusted?
You can go to a plastic surgeon and have them basically reupholster your pussy.
Oh, shit.
There's actually a doctor that is part of Dr. 90210's team that specializes in any type of plastic surgery that has to do with the vaginal area. And he can make your stuff be a virgin again. He can give you a hymen again. He can make it look like a brand new nana.
Wow. That's. No more hot dogs down the hallway, I guess. So, all right. Shit. Anyway, moving right along. So I understand your reasoning for why you will not do that motherfucking shit. Which, I guess, I understand that. I mean, now, you have some people that do like it bigger, but I can understand your reasoning for it. The next one that we want to get into, unless you have something on that you wanted to discuss.
No, let's go ahead
and
go down the list.
All right. The next one that I got, the next issue, that the tongue vibrator. That shit, it's like a, it goes around your tongue. It's like a little ring, and it has like, I think with it, you can cut it on with your tongue, but it's damn near, it's really hard to kind of, it's hard to use because you're using your tongue to try to press the button to keep the motherfucker to vibrate, and then also you're trying to keep it on your tongue. And it really, it doesn't stay on, the ones that I've dealt with, they don't stay on, and then you have to completely stop sometimes and be like, fuck it, I'm just taking this shit out of my mouth and just doing the natural way. Now, have you had any experiences with those tongue vibrators?
I have. I've tried three different kinds. There was one that was the type that you're talking about where you actually put it around your tongue, and I don't even know why they thought that was going to work. That's just ridiculous. I don't even think that they understood the dynamics of that. And the second one that I tried, I was at a Pride, actually, and they were selling them at Pride, and I actually did not even get to use it on someone because it was so uncomfortable. Mm. It was a tongue ring that had a little top, it was like small, it looked like a little small bullet, and you would turn it on and then, you know, put your tongue ring in. Unfortunately, it was so huge, you couldn't even close your mouth. And it vibrated so hard that it, like, vibrated against your teeth. It was just really uncomfortable. So that was, like, $28 wasted. I was kind of irritated by that. And then I had tried one, actually, in a test group. There was a friend of mine was writing a book, and she was, you know, doing all these different experiments with toys and stuff like that. So one of the toys that was sent in from a sponsorship company was a thing called the tongue teaser. And that is the worst product ever made on the face of the earth. It doesn't even make sense how they thought this would work. Looks like a little tongue, and it's so ridiculous. And basically, it looks like a little tongue, and you put it on, and it vibrates, and it looks like a good idea in the box. However, just like the other one, you can't really close your mouth, and you look like a damn fool with this pinkish silver thing hanging out your mouth, and you can't even close your mouth. It just gets in the way, and it's not worth it. I mean, you could really get a little bullet, put that to the side of the labia, and get to going, and you'd be in business, because these little vibrators don't really do anything. They're not really worth anything. So I would suggest to all the listeners to save your money, get a little bullet, and, you know, work it in that way.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. That gets, like, apparently, 4 thumbs down. All right, so moving on to the next piece of equipment on the list. We had actually sex swing. Now, I personally have had no experience with a sex swing. Not saying that I don't want to, but I just haven't had any experience with it. Now, Diva, have you had any prior experience with any kind of sex swing, and what's it about, like? How does that work?
Okay, the sex swing is, they have different kinds. They have different ones now. And there's one that you can get, and pretty much you have to install something into your ceiling and use it like that. There's one you can put on the back of your door. And then now there's one that you can install and remove, kind of like you do if you had a home stripper pole. But which are also something very fun, the home stripper pole. But the sex swing is nice. I personally like it because it makes it easy to switch positions, and it makes it easier for females or for me if you wanted to do some real freaky shit. Like if you want to have somebody up against the wall, but you 5'2" and she 5'2", you can't lift her up. She can't lift you up. So it makes it easier because it's like a swing. You get in it, you put your feet in the harness keeps you up comfortably, and you can spin around and, you know, kind of do all kind of stuff in it. So
okay,
for me, that was a big, they got 5 stars for me on that one because it was so versatile. The one thing I was worried about is it, like, having you get in it and it's uncomfortable. Like, you feel like you don't have enough support. But it was actually, you had a lot of support in it, and it was versatile. And now they have the ones that you can remove, you know, so people don't walk into your house and they see this big, like, swing hanging from your ceiling. That would not be a good thing for your mom to come home and see, come visit your house, so... That one was really good. And like I mentioned yesterday, you can go to AdamEve.com. They have them there. If you order a catalog, I believe they're still doing this. You order a catalog, normally within that catalog, you get a 50% off coupon for any of the products that are in that catalog. And that's including everything.
Okay. You make it sound like a good deal, being that I'm a short nigga and I'm not that strong. So
it is, and it also helps with height difference. So you can adjust the step with the height, you know. So it's for me, I think it's a good thing to have if that's what you're into, basically.
Okay. Now. So I'm going to move on to this other subject, which is it's not subject, but the next thing I want to talk about is the edible motherfucking underwear. Personally, I can't get with those. They don't really taste that good. Like, I can't do it. I don't get it. Because it doesn't really taste good. And the flavors that they give you, like, if you get edible panties, like, I did this a while back. I bought some for somebody or whatever. And they were not very tasty. So that kind of fucked up the experience. It kind of fucked up the experience, you know what I mean? So, I don't think I would deal with anything like that. Now, have you personally had any experience with any kind of edible underwear?
I've only seen them. I can't say that I've actually tasted them. The ones that I have seen weren't, I know what kind you're talking about. The ones that I've seen were like, you remember you would go to Ice Cream Inn and they would have the candy necklaces? Mm-hmm. They had like a bra and a G-string made out of the little candies. So I've seen them. I've never... like, tasted one, but I've seen them, and they look cute. I don't know how they would look on, but I haven't tasted them. I don't know, you know, they look like they're made for, you know, the little titty committee, because that little bra is not doing anything for me, but I'm sure it's festive. But you know what, when you say, you know, that you tasted it and it was really gross or whatever, actually, I feel the same exact way about flavored lubricants.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they even bother? It is the nastiest stuff, the flavored massage oils and the flavored lubricant. Why do they do that? It is something I cannot fathom. I really don't understand why they think adding flavor the coconut oil, which is nasty anyway, would be a good idea. And you would want to lick it off of somebody.
Oh. I can't deal with shit like that. Not at all. Just the ugh. Because it seems like, now you take, I'm sure you tasted those shits. They taste so nasty. Like, I'm not going to say it tastes like cough medicine or cough syrup, but It's got like a something. This is something I shouldn't be eating. shouldn't be eating type thing going on. Like, it tastes that fucking bad. So I don't know. Ugh.
It has a horrible aftertaste.
Yeah, it's not
really unpleasant. Very, very unpleasant.
Yeah, that's not, it's not sexy at all. The next one on the list, though, that we're going to go into is what they're called, it's called a Fieldo. And the Fieldo is basically a double-headed dildo. However, one portion is formed or to fit the contours of your vagina, basically. And it's like a strapless strap, basically. However, I haven't had the pleasure or pain or whatever to fucking use one or the heart to go buy one, but I think it sounds kind of efficient if that's what you're into. It sounds pretty efficient if you want to be able to penetrate your partner and also get pleasure yourself at the same time without, you know, it looking awkward. I mean, it doesn't look awkward, but anyway, I think it's a good product. If that's what you're into. Now I know me and you talked about that before, Diva.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you haven't had the pleasure of using one of those, right?
I have.
You have?
And
okay,
I'm,
what was
I'm,
your experience?
And let me just say this. I'm tired of every time we talk about something, you haven't tried it, but I have, and you make me look like this big freak.
I'm saying it's not like I wouldn't. Let me clear the air. Hold up. I'm not saying, folks, I'm not saying that I wouldn't use none of the stuff that Dee was talking about. So let me just clear the air with that. I mean, shit. So she putting me on the game with some of this shit. So it's not like you're a big freak. Everybody's a freak. Or maybe they just, anyway. What?
Anyway,
you doubt that?
I said not everybody. Anywho,
I don't
want to
meet one who ain't. But.
Right. So, with my experience, I've used two different models. And one of the models I was not very happy with, it was made of a very, very hard material, which seemed to be very uncomfortable. The other one was built correctly. It had a nice curve to it, so it wasn't uncomfortable. The second part of it that did go inside of the person that was using it was not that large, so it wasn't uncomfortable. You know, it was large enough to keep it in place, but a nice size so that you don't feel violated. So
what's the name of it again?
The one that I used is called the Doc Johnson Strapless Strap.
I'm taking goddamn notes.
And it has a vibrator inside of it. And the part of it that goes inside of the user also has a G-spot stimulator. It's actually kind of the jump off. really, to be blunt about it, it's what's up. So
okay.
That one I can say I would give the thumbs up to. And the older models now that I've seen on a couple websites, the older models, since they're coming out with new ones, are like 50% off.
Oh, okay. 50%, a whole fuck 50, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What site is that now? Which site?
That one is drugstore.com. Has it 50% off right now.
Okay. Definitely going to check that out. It sounds like a pretty awesome tool, because those straps, like, the strap itself is annoying. Like, as far as the time it takes to put it on and all that other bullshit that comes along with it. So that sounds like a good investment, unless you're a touch me not. Then you just fucked up. You just stick to the straps that you, your lame ass, want to be with. Anyway, the next toy or the next piece of crap or information that I want to go over is they, well, what I want to ask. Now, how do you feel about bondage and those type of things? Like, you got they got the whips, and of course, they have the cuffs too. Now, I don't think that shit would work for me. Choking is that might be the only little bit of violence that I let happen. Being whipped and all that other bullshit.
I have to agree. I have nothing against it. Hey, if that's what you're into, I have a friend that can't get off unless she's being drowned, which is in itself a completely
drowned?
Different conversation.
She's trying to die? We got a caller.
Yeah.
That's calling in that wants to apparently give us some feedback. 404.
Okay.
404, you're on the line.
I just have a question. I just have a question.
Who's the question for?
Either one. Well, I guess for Diva, the strapless strap, how big is it?
The strapless strap from the one that I tried, it's long. It's pretty long. I can get the specifications for you in 1 second. It was pretty comfortable. It was long and thick, and I know they have 3 different sizes, so you're not confined to just the one size. They do have it. The one thing that I did notice about this one and this, and now since it's pretty popular, they have different ones from different companies. I know Phoenix had heard about one called the Fildo. And their coin is the first strapless strap, but they have a website. The one that I tried is 8 inches.
Okay.
So it says it's 8 inches. There's like a couple of different ones, but they're pretty popular. All you have to do is kind of search strapless strap, and you'll get a whole bunch of links on Google.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, 404. All right. The next piece, or the next thing I want to speak about is using, like, the, not like what we're talking about, like the edible underwear, but using condiments in the bedroom, such as honey, syrup, all that shit that a lot of motherfuckers use or that they like. Like whipped cream, all that shit. Now, that shit gets a little too messy for me. That chocolate syrup and all that shit, I don't think I could deal with. I don't think I could do that. Now, is that something that you have been into, or something that you would not try, or?
That I'm not really too into. I'm, with all the disinfection and kind of sanitation training that I've had and all of that, it makes me really nervous. Getting anything that could breed bacteria near my toonie. I don't want to do it. I'm not okay with that. You slip some chocolate into the wrong crevice, you mess around and get a bacterial infection or something. So me personally, just not my thing. But, I have, like I said before, I have a lot of friends that do different stuff. And I have a friend that, she frequents fruit and vegetables. That's kind of her thing.
Oh,
she,
shit.
Likes mangoes and peaches and such. And, that's her thing. And it does get messy. And what she does is she'll, put plastic or, cut a plastic bag or something and put that under, or a towel or something, so, when the festivities are over, you just clean up real quick, and you don't have a wet spot in the middle of the bed, you just go to sleep. Nobody has to fight over the wet spot, so it's good.
Okay. Yeah. That's also the problem, that wet spot. But, all right. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, because I heard about people getting infections. You know what I'm saying? From using stuff like that because of the sugar. And,
yeah.
So that's something that you don't want to do. FYI, ladies, if you were watching that episode of motherfucking, what's the name of that show?
What?
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, I might have missed it.
And I'm not sure, I don't watch it like that, but I remember one of the characters was talking about how they put sugar in their motherfucking vagina to make it sticky. Bitch, are you stupid?
Why would that? Apparently she does.
I mean, well, that bitch walking around with a yeasty ass coochie. I mean, I'm just saying, her shit's baking bread while she walking along.
That's
but
horrible.
Yeah, do not do that, ladies. Don't put sugar in your coochie. Don't do that. That's not cute. Not sexy. Certainly. Don't do that. I know there's also the anal beads. And you had, now, I've had no experience with that whatsoever. I've seen them used on folks, but personally I've had no experience with them as far as using them or having them used on me. However, I think it sounds kind of cool if a person that you're with is into it, as far as them, you know, into doing that. I think it's pretty cool, but I don't know. I don't think I would use shit like that. Now, Diva, do you do any...
I knew this was coming. What?
anal play. My nigga, don't even try to avoid the question.
Okay. So, yes. And anyone that hasn't tried it, try it. Don't knock it until you try it. If you don't like it, don't be mad at me. But more likely than not, you will. If you're going to use anal beads, I suggest buying one that is fully plastic and doesn't have any attachments on it that can come off or slip off. I've seen some fall apart and then you gotta find it. So it didn't happen to me personally. Heard about it. But
I've seen that shit get lost in a bitch.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it, but personally seen it. So I would suggest that it is, there are several different toys that you can look into to start off with and work your way up. But just to keep it short, I would say, yes, try it.
Okay. So that might be an investment for me to get. I don't know. We'll see. Well, I'll see. Y'all will see. But anyway... I think with our time, I want to thank Diva for actually being on again tonight. Actually, this is our show. It's called Rainbow Line.
Yeah,
because
I'm tired of you thanking me.
Nigga.
I'm supposed to be here.
Nigga, you don't be talking, goddammit. But listen, this is our show, Rainbow Rendezvous. We come on at night 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. I think it's 9:00. What time over there?
It is 9:28.
Okay. So, it comes on at 9:00 good time in California. Anyway. So, actually, we won't be on tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday. On Monday, we're going to actually be talking about bisexuals and... as far as the people that date them or don't date them. So we may have a few surprise guests to come on.
Yeah.
And we'll have a discussion with that, a deep discussion, and find out why people think that lesbians hate on bisexuals so much and everything. We just want to figure out what's the underlying problem. So that's what we're going to get into Monday. Huh?
Instead, it may end up being a two-part show. Stop talking over me.
Yeah, that's true. It very well may be. So make sure you guys are tuned in Monday at midnight.
Thank you for listening.
I think that's it. Yes, thank everybody for listening. Make sure you go to Diva's website, spectrum.com. It's SP, the number 3.
Mm-hmm.
CTR.
UM.com.
Spectrum.com. Also visit PhoenixStarNineOnline.com. Y'all have a great night. Okay. Yeah, that was dope. That was dope. And then somebody called in all late. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, y'all can call back in, or actually you can email us some questions or comments. You can actually tweet us, because I know you all are still on. I don't know if you all can listen right now, but you can definitely tweet us at PhoenixStar9 and at Accidental Diva with any comments.
I need, we need, okay.
I'm going to call you. I'm about to call you. I got to end the show. All right.